Blog Talk Radio.
Live on air now, Psychic Zelda Kelly and Angel Ann. Psychic Secrets Radio. Real answers, real solutions, no fluff. Untangle your questions with direct and honest answers. Welcome to the show. Welcome to Psychic Secrets Radio Show with your hosts, Psychic Zelda Kelly and Psychic Angel Ann. We are a live call-in worldwide radio show coming live to you every Saturday at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We are broadcasting today from New York, USA, and Stockholm, Sweden. If you haven't listened to us before, we are the show that discusses all spiritual topics, and we love to chat about any and all matters. Real answers, real solutions, no fluff, no kidding. Call in now at 563-999-3569. International callers may dial +1-563-999-3569. Call in for questions and free mini readings live on air. Press 1 to talk with us live on the show, or listen live at blogtalkradio.com/psychicsecretsradio.
Welcome. Hi, everybody, once again, and welcome to Psychic Secrets Show with beautiful host Psychic Zelda Kelly and myself, Angel Ann. And today we have Saturday, March 25th. Isn't that a bliss? 2023. And just to mention something very briefly here, it's actually one of two national holidays in Greece today. So they do celebrate. I don't remember exactly what they did. I think they kind of stopped the Italians today, but I'm not sure. Anyway, an ancient country with a lot of history, of course, they have two national days each year, right? So, but today we are going to talk about what are orbs. And I'm so excited for this. I love this topic. And if any one of you have seen an orb, please go to our chat room. You know, you can go there, go to blogtalkradio.com/psychicsecretsradio with two S in the middle. Find the episode for today and scroll down the page on that tab, and you find the chat room and you can text chat with us if you want to. So we are taking your calls for questions and free mini readings live on air as usual, but we are talking a little bit about the topic first because we are so excited. Now let me bring on my co-host, the beautiful, wonderful, unique, extra special psychic Zelda Kelly, no pressure, all the way from, I think you're still in Georgia, right?
I am still visiting here. Thank you so much for that wonderful intro. I'm still visiting. I'm manifesting the house that I want in another state, and I'm going to go back to Tennessee. I came here visiting, and so I'm just going to say it's been an extended stay. And it's been beautiful. It's a beautiful day here. It is 77 degrees, which is 25 degrees Celsius. I know that Miss Ann, I think she was -1. Are you -1 now, right now, Ann?
Yes, -1, yes.
-1 equals 30 degrees Celsius, and that is cold. That is cold. So come on over to us. Come on over to me. Yes.
I'm on my way. I'm picking up my suitcase.
There you go. And we can talk about orbs together. So there you go, in person. We'll go see some orbs.
That's absolutely wonderful.
Yes. Yeah.
So we did cover the weather report like we usually do, right?
Yes, I think that, yes, that's become a part of it. So yes, indeed.
It is important because we live with it. But honestly, if I could just take an airplane right now, I would do it. So,
yeah.
My door is open, my darling.
Oh, thank you. I'm on my way. What did we talk about last week? Yeah, we were
last
holding
week.
Happy anniversary, right?
We did. We had our sixth. Actually, we cheated a little bit because it was longer than 6 months, but we had our anniversary show of 6 months on the air, and it was just a wonderful show. We had open lines. We talked about things, but as of last week, we have now listeners in 76 countries. That is fantastic. And we're just still blown away of the reception that we have received from all of you. We just love this so much. And quite frankly, I do want to take just a minute and tell you that we will have a big announcement, I'm thinking, on the next show. And we are always looking ways to improve the show for you. And I think that you're going to be excited to know exactly what little Anne and little Zelda is going to be up to. And believe me, I think you're going to be very excited to see this and to hear it. So anyway, so that's what we did last show. And it was very nice. We had a lot of really good calls, as always. And we just enjoyed ourselves. We enjoyed the whole show.
We did, indeed. We always do. It's a passion. It's a bliss. It's wonderful. It's thrilling to be here.
Yes, it is.
So, my beautiful, do you think we have time for a couple of very short announcements again, and then we can dig into the topic?
I do. I'm sure of it. I do, yes.
Good. So here we go.
Okay.
You may listen to replays of all our shows anytime. Keep yourself updated on upcoming shows, and you can always listen live during our shows at blogtalkradio.com/Psychic Secrets Radio. If you'd like to connect with Psychic Zelda Kelly at Extension 11 or Psychic Angel Ann Extension 16, we do phone readings, video readings, and text chat readings. You can find us at PsychicSecrets.com, or you may call us directly at +1-888-695-5239. Hello, this is your friend Psychic Zelda Kelly, and my beautiful co-host Psychic Angel Ann and I would love to invite you over to Facebook. There you'll find us at Psychic Secrets Radio Show. You can find us very, very easily, and there you will find past episodes of Psychic Secrets Radio, and you can view readings from both Ann and myself. We would love to have you. See you there.
So, that was it, right? And
yes,
I'm excited to tell people for next week what we are up to. But we are not going to tease people anymore, are we? So we are going to announce next week. No.
Next week. That's right. We got a few little things we're still working on. But, you know, this is, you know, and for those of you who manifest, when you find that you're on that frequency and the vibration of what it is that you're manifesting, things will fall into place. Sometimes not too easily, but easily enough so that you feel directed and guided, and so you can continue to know more. And that really is your, I'm going to say, influence for continuing on. And, you know, it's like the universe sits back and is your cheerleader. When you really sit back and listen and think, okay, but I want to, before we get into our topic today, I thought of something because I know many of you out there listening are really trying to manifest homes and jobs, people, moving, travel, whatever the case may be. And it's hard to think about how the universe listens. And I saw this, and I want to share it with you. And then we can get into Miss Ann, because she knows how much I talk. And I'm looking for a message at any moment from her saying, Zelda, you're talking too much. Stop this now. Come on now. No, I'm just teasing. She doesn't do that much. Okay, no.
That was so funny. I think both are very funny, right?
Yes. So I think many of you have seen those little clips. I'm going to call them clips. They're shorts, they're reels about how when you say certain buzzwords to an animal, like you pretend you're talking on the phone and you'll say hi to with your doggy there, and you'll say hi. You want to go to grandma's house? Okay, then we'll go to the park, and then we're going to go get a snack, and then we're going to go get a treat. And you see this little dog perking up at those little buzzwords. The doggy doesn't know to connect, you know, and then we will go, or she's going to love to see you. The buzzwords are grandma, park, treat, and you see the doggy perk up. I want you to remember that when you're manifesting, because the universe is somewhat like that little doggy. It perks up to those little buzzwords. So if you're upset one day and you say, this is never buzzword, going to work buzzword, me buzzword, you see how that connects? Never work for me. And the universe is like your genie that says, your wish is my command. And I want you to think about that. Think about that visual, about how that plays in with you, with the universe, and how that works with you. Because you're going to then start thinking about how you say things and saying, I'm elated buzzword, that things are fantastic buzzword, and working out for me, working out. So fantastic, elated, working out for me, buzzwords again. So just think of that. Think of those little buzzwords, because it's not that the universe is not intelligent. The same thing with our little doggy. The idea that those are the buzzwords that we will pick up on. It's sometimes even like talking to a baby or a toddler. Those buzzwords a baby or a toddler will pick up on and will connect. So that was my little manifestation lesson for today, Miss Ann. I didn't get a message. I didn't get a message from Ann to say, Zelda, you took
Oh,
I'm doing good. She's teaching me.
If I would send you something, I would send you something like, get moving. Wrap it up.
That's right, Zelda, please. That's right. No, listen, everyone. Anne is the best partner in crime. I mean, the best partner I could ever have in doing any of these things. I tease her because she's such a good sport about taking a hard time. And I dish it out. And I got to say, she's marvelous. And I would, there's not another person that I would want to have as my partner on this, and that's no joke. That we laugh and have a good time. We have to. I mean, that's what it's all about. We have to.
Yes.
So anyway.
Yeah, we have to. And you know, yes. I'm the best after you then, okay? Because you first, right?
Now we have a lot more going on here. Yes. Well, now I think we're kind of like a cross between Laurel and Hardy. And, you know, some of these comedy people there, you know. So anyway, Jerry Lewis and Dean Martin. Now, this is old. I'm dating myself. Most of you probably don't even know who those people are. But anyway, we have a wonderful time, and we want to share those things with you.
Exactly. So I'm excited, actually, to talk about orbs. Do you want to start? Do you have any experiences with orbs? Did you see any orbs?
I I do, but I do want to extend this to you if you want to start us out with this. I do. You know
absolutely.
Me. I always have something to say. I could have fun at an insurance seminar. So okay. So Anne, why don't you go ahead and lead us through this beautiful topic?
It's absolutely a wonderful topic, and for me, orbs are—I don't know exactly how to express it. It's the some sort of energy that you can see. They usually have a round shape, but they can have other shapes too. It can be like a spiral or something. It's basically something, an energy that is moving, and you can see it. It is a little bit hard for us to see it with our physical eyes, but we can. It happens if we pay attention, right? It's very common to catch them on camera or video because you can see them. And no, it's not dust, because you can determine what would be something that's going to be dust or anything else from these things, because they are looking very, they are either bigger, they are moving in a way that dust cannot do. There are so many signs of it and so many things that you can actually see. And for me, orbs are connected to spirit, to higher beings, to angels. It's a way that we can actually see them. And the smashing thing is, it's really smashing for me that we can catch them with our physical eyes. But it's a little bit harder to do that, right? So it's usually like we need to kind of see through. I don't know how to explain this properly. So if we see through things, that's how we can actually, I don't know if you guys know what I mean. Do you, Zelda, know what I mean when I say see through?
Yeah,
not
I do.
Focus.
It's
okay,
opaque.
Good.
They're like opaque and,
yes.
And you can, they're see through. They are see through. Yes. You can see through
yes.
them.
And I have some experience. I have some photos. I know I have to catch them somewhere and find them. I have so many, right? But once upon a time, long ago, I wasn't actually present. I think it's probably maybe 20 years ago, 15, 20 years. And in my place in Greece, because Greece is a very old and ancient place, right? It's a full of power places. There's a lot of energy all over the place. And a friend of mine had a group, a dancing group coming visiting, around maybe 15, 20 people. And they were sitting outside in the garden. They were eating, having a good time, dancing Greek dances and things of that nature. And some photos, when I saw them, you could actually see huge orbs. One woman, she looked like she was holding a plate. I mean, the size of a plate. She wasn't holding anything that was an orb. I've never seen anything like it, to be honest. Absolutely extraordinary. And anyone who has animals, because I used to have a cat, and I know Iselda has a lot of cats, right? They see things. Observe
yes,
them. They see a lot
that's
of
another,
things.
That's another they, one. Yes, that's true.
Yeah. It is true. And if you want to try, you can always, when there's not much light, it's harder in daylight, actually, to catch them. But if it's a little bit going to be dark, right before it goes real dark, right? If you have a camera, you can take, where you feel there's something you can sense, you can take a picture with your camera and try it out. Sometimes you can see these things like, I've even seen shapes of faces and things of that nature, right? But I would place them as orbs because it's an energy picture, but it's not a picture. It's an energy that you can catch with something, right?
Hmm.
So that brings us in a little bit to the paranormal, doesn't it? Oh, no?
It does. Very much so. It certainly does. It certainly does. That's so interesting because the one thing I've never visited the Mediterranean in your area I flew into Turkey one time and we sat on the plane. We did not get off of the plane. And then we flew over, and I mean that's another story. But anyway, I have not been privileged enough to go into, especially of these, when you say power places, that is exactly what that is. And it's amazing, the energy that comes from there. That's amazing. Now, my experience, it is amazing. I love that. My experience here and through my life as a paranormal investigator and going out several times, I've had a lot of experiences with orbs. And Anne is right. They're not dust particles. I mean, some people will say, oh, that's an orb, but you see little wings on it. And sometimes if you're even outside, orbs are not limited to your environment. You can be outside, you can be indoors, you can be really anywhere and experience an orb. But sometimes you do see a little bug or an insect with little wings flying, and you have to look close. But usually an orb is a perfect circle. But I have seen an orb shift into an oblong, I'm just going to say an oblong orb. I've seen them stand still in a particular place. I've seen them zippity-doo-dah around a room just really, really quick, and especially be attracted to people and actually go right over people. And I've had that experience where I've had an orb come to me, and it was almost as though it felt it went right through me and came out the other side. I used to have pictures long ago, and
wow.
I don't know where they are. Yes, but it was my viewpoint on this, on the orbs, is that it is an energy that is trying to manifest into a much more solid, because you have different levels of energy and entities and beings and spirits in the paranormal world. You can start where they call the lower astral, and then you get higher and higher and higher from there. And orbs are not a dangerous energy. It's not anything, but they are so attracted. And I think that's why in many paranormal investigations and or where there's a large group of people, the orbs will come out because they actually draw the energy from cameras, equipment, batteries, electricity, electrical boxes, people. If you're vibrating on a higher frequency, and I think that's why I had that experience when I was out, and many people, not just me, I'm not, you know, anything special here. Many people had that same experience where orbs were circling around them, feeling like they went through us, and it's because they were, in my book, now this is my opinion, and in the paranormal, I think that's really all it is, because it's just like a black mass. We don't know where that comes from. We have an idea, but there's not anything concrete of what it is, et cetera. I think the same thing with an orb. What we do know is that it is an energy entity. And my experience is attracted to more energy to manifest into something more. And also my experience, which I always think is very, very interesting, is that it's almost a preview of coming attractions. I'm going to say 98% of the time when I've been on a paranormal investigation, seeing orbs is your precursor to then start hearing your EVPs, your disembodied voices, your perhaps the mist that goes back and forth in a room. You can hear any of those things. It's like the orbs show up first, and then they want to start manifesting into something more. Are they able to? I don't know. There's no way for us to measure it. But then a lot of activity will start, because I think it's kind of like, oh, here's an energy. Come on, everybody. Let's go this way. It's almost like these little orbs are kind of like, oh, we'll go first. Here it is, everybody. Let's go. And the gates open. But that's always, I'm going to say always, been my experience, is that orbs. Now, Ann Answer are basically mentioned that I have passed. Everybody on this show, if you're a first-time caller or listener, you'll know. Every now and then, you'll hear a kitty in the background. You'll hear meowing on my reels, on my shorts, on my videos. The cats always show up. But there's always been specific reasons why I have cats around. And that is because these type of things are attracted to me. And my little one that I lost last September 17th, she was blind in one eye. And I think that really heightened her senses a little bit more than everybody else around here that lives with me. And if I, believe me, if I charged every one of them $100 for rent, I would have it made. But, you know, they live rent-free. And that's okay. They're worth it. But she would always climb on me when I knew when something would come around. She would climb on me and get up around my neck. And I think that was, you know, because a lot of energy comes from, that's the stem of your brain. It's the stem of your reticular activating system at the base of your skull. It's an energy. And she would lay close to my chest, which was my heart. And she was so little, but she, oh my goodness, she was, I'm going to say the bravest of the brave, but they do see things. They see, and I have a lot of activity where I am right now, and I have pictures and videos of them sitting in the hallway and looking up, and you can see an orb, you can see mist. I need to dig that out and post that again in Facebook. But you can see all of this activity. That's why I have them around, because sometimes if I'm distracted, most times I am, with life in general, they'll pick up what I'm supposed to be. And it's kind of like they know, they'll let me know what's going on. But an orb, I think, is something that you can have one out of the blue. Never even seen one before. Take a picture of something and you can see it across someone's face. You can see it across someone's arms, hands. It's amazing. I think this is what both Ann and I get excited about, because this is a part where we just, it's trying to explain the unexplainable. We do our best, but it's, how do we know? You know, that's the whole thing, and you have to experience. Yes. And,
yeah,
and have
you
experienced, Ann? Have you interacted? Have you interacted with any orbs or had experience?
I have experiences, but I want to say, to confirm what you said, it's kind of like a glimpse of something that we can actually see if we catch it on camera or video or something. I have interacted. I was living a few years, I think it was 3 years, at a place that was kind of a lot of activity going on all the time. And I was living with someone who was so afraid of all the activity, and he believed in it. So that wasn't the problem. He had his experiences. We had a cat, but he was scared. And, you know, when we are having fear, I felt sorry for him, actually. And when we are in fear, we're going to attract more, because it's like they want to tease us a little bit. But it's nothing to really fear. But I have experiences, and I've seen, and I have a lot of pictures that I kind of caught orbs in them, specifically around my
That's
cat.
Amazing.
He was looking at things all the time. But I've also seen objects moving, real objects, not only by myself, but together with the guy I was living with. That's another show, right?
Yeah, I think we could have a show on just those former partners that we were together with that. Yeah. Okay. Another story.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's so interesting. That is so interesting. And I love to hear Anne talk about these things, because I want you all to know, you know by now, that I'm the paranormal girl. Anne is the angel, Anne. I told her before we went on air, Anne, you're the purest of both of us. I'm that one that will go into, that abandoned home and look around, and sometimes in the past I have put myself into positions I shouldn't have been in, but I don't think I would do it nowadays. But I want Anne to come over. When she comes over, she's going to come over and visit me soon, and it's going to be great because all of you are going to see us together, and we're going to have a blast, and we want to share it with all of you, and we're going to definitely blog it. You're going to see how we interact, but I've got some very good friends in the paranormal communities that I would love, if you're up with it, if you're up to it, Anne, I would love to take you on a paranormal investigation. Have you been on a paranormal investigation? I'm sure you have, haven't you?
No, because I've seen it on TV, but we don't really do a lot of those things. You could say that visiting a house and trying to connect with if there's anything around. Yeah, I've done that. As by myself, but also with a group of ladies, not at night, daytime. But you know, if you're a psychic, you can't pick up those things. You can't pick up because it's energy. Everything we are talking about is energy, different ways of receiving and perceiving it, right? You could, I don't know how it works for you, but if I see something or sense something, I'm going to get a picture. Sometimes it's a very clear picture and I can describe someone, how they look like, their height, features of them. That's going to be, maybe someone can recognize them. Sometimes I can hear a name, but not always, right? So sometimes it's also like I've experienced things like, and this is one of the weirdest things, like seeing someone with my inner eye as a picture and a vision, someone coming to me, you know, like these old TV screens that have the war of the ants. So that was going on around and someone came, but it was in my vision. It was not on a TV, right? So I could see someone stepping forward and it was like flashes on the sides and things of that nature. And I could describe the person and I could bring the message. It was someone's father and they were happy. But that was kind of the weirdest vision I had.
That's amazing. That's amazing because a lot of times when we go out, and I have to share this real quick, because my son and I actually went out to a place. It's called Old South Pittsburgh Hospital, which used to be an asylum type hospital, and that is located in Tennessee, of all things. Some of you may have heard of it before. They do paranormal investigations there. It was my son and I and his best friend and his dad went along. His best friend and dad were not even, I mean, they did not even have any type of inkling what was going to be happening. And there were quite a few people there, and it was we saw a lot of orbs coming. And I remember telling my son, "Hey, you start protecting yourself because there's a lot of orbs here." And because in an abandoned asylum like that, there is constant energy movement, constant, and the moment that we started seeing that, we saw objects move. there were other things going on. Something called out, and it was not through a machine, I guess. You could just hear it. It was a voice called my son's name, and there's no way that it would have been anything like that you could have heard. But that started playing in front of me like a movie, and I had to leave because it was so intense. And the people there that were leading the investigation, they were there. It was a commercial thing, and they were there. You paid money to go, and they didn't really care. I had to leave the building for a little while, and of course I went back in. But we saw a lot of orbs during that time. It was amazing. I think it's an amazing subject, and we can continue on and on and on, but we don't have the time because we want to start taking your calls. But very good subject. That's right. That's right. A very good subject. It's very interesting. So when Ann comes here to the United States, we're going to record Ann and I on a paranormal investigation. Even if we have to go someplace, just she and I, we'll go. We'll do it.
We go.
So there we go.
We go.
Yeah. Indeed.
And I'm going to say something to you like, Zelda, please don't tickle me. And you're going to say, that's not me. And there we go, right?
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. So anyway, that's an interesting subject. We could probably talk about that much more, maybe sometime.
Yeah, maybe sometime. I think we're never ever
maybe
going to run out of topics, I promise you.
I don't think
so,
you will. I don't think we will.
So wonderful. Are you starting to feel ready to move forward?
I'm ready. I'm ready when you are. I'm definitely ready.
Okay. So I think that we can just make, I promise to make them very, very short, a few announcements. And here we go. On today's show, we're talking about what are orbs, and we are both very passionate about orbs. It's energy, right? And we take your calls for questions and free mini readings live on air. Our next upcoming show will be next Saturday. That's going to be April 1st. That's like welcome to make a joke, right? So very well picked day. But anyway, we go on live every Saturday the same time. So we're going to talk about, do you see dead people? That's exciting. So we're going to slide in from orbs into seeing dead people. And there are many people, and sometimes maybe people don't realize that they actually do. So that's going to be intriguing. And
yes,
just playing a few announcements and then I'm ready to go, okay?
Okay, fantastic. You may listen to replays of all our shows anytime. Keep yourself updated on upcoming shows, and you can always listen live during our shows at blogtalkradio.com/Psychics Secrets Radio. Find us at psychicsecrets.com for personal readings. We do phone readings, video readings, and text chat. Connect with Psychic Zelda Kelly at extension 11 and Psychic Angel Ann at extension 16. While you're on the Psychic Secrets website, I'd like to invite you to read the blog, visit the horoscope section, and listen to Mystery Manor recordings and Laws of Attraction episodes. You can also find us on Facebook at Psychic Secrets Official.
Wonderful. Are you ready, my sister?
I'm ready, my darling sister. Wonderful.
So let's go to the first caller. And I have a feeling this is a New York number. It's like I already understood that. 310, area code 310. Hi, caller. What's your name and where you're calling from?
You're right. It's Vince from New York. Hello.
Hi, Vince.
Hi. Well, I want to get you, first of all, I want to say that the reason why you have so many listeners throughout so many countries because you two ladies are fantastic and you have such amazing chemistry together. It is so wonderful.
Thank you.
Right. You two belong together like Jerry Lewis and Dean Martin did way back in the day. So.
Good. Well, thank you so much, Vince. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you,
Vince. I wanted to give you an update as to what's happened since I spoke to you last. First, I didn't have a job. Now I got 2 job offers on the table, and I'm not sure who. I'm trying to weigh out which one is going to be more suitable. The only problem is they're both a long-distance drive. One is a Niagara Bottling Company. They make bottled water and other products. And it's a 2.5-hour drive from where I live, but the job pays well, and there's so many great benefits. And if I want to relocate to the state, they'll do that for me. The other job is a company that makes glass bottles, Owens, Illinois, and it's a 4-hour drive. And this is the same thing. The money is good. There's a quick advancement, and there's if I want to move and relocate to another state, they'll do that. So they're both about the same money, so I'm just trying to figure out which one, and I'm still trying to get in back into my friend is trying to get me back into the job that I lost in February. So I'm just trying to weigh out the pros and cons and as to which job is going to be more suitable for me, and I'm leaning more towards the water company for now.
Okay. Miss Ann, do you want to go first?
Absolutely. I'm ready.
Or do you want me to?
So
okay.
No, it's okay. I can go first.
Okay,
so
great.
Mr. Vince here. They are showing me water. Isn't that a bliss? Right?
Water?
I have a feeling. Yeah. They show water the first thing they do. I have a feeling that that's going to be your best option. So I ask now so that they would clarify for us. And I feel that you guys feel good at that place. It's not only because of the water, of course. It's going to be the circumstances, terms and conditions. It's going to be something that is going to make you feel safer, probably. The other one, that's not bad either. So I think both options are actually good. But if I would vote for you here, accordingly to what Spirit is saying, I would go for the water. So
yeah,
I hope that makes sense. So let's see what Michelle
does.
Yeah,
okay. Well, first of all, Vince, we have someone in the chat by the name of Aloha J saying, congratulations, Vince, on manifesting a great job. So, you know, we have a lot of people that listen and actually pray for people, root for people. So I think that was very nice, and thank you so much for that message.
Thank you.
You know, Vince, I think it's had to be 3 shows ago, maybe 4. And I remember saying, water is around you. Water is around. And I think we were talking about you applying for this one particular job. And I am shown that water is the first and foremost one. Like Ann says, they're both good. I think that you would not be making a bad decision with either one of them, but the water shows. And I also see a move coming for you, and that looks like that would be in perhaps June, I'm thinking.
Hello?
Hello, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here now. I can hear you now.
Okay. So that looks like a move would be coming to you for perhaps June, somewhere right around there. But I'm also going to say this. Your spirit guides are trying to tap you on the shoulder and say, move on. And that means for that particular job, I think what you're trying to
get back.
You're trying to go backwards, and you're trying to prove yourself. And you've already proven yourself. You don't have to go back. And I think that you would be. I think that you're trying to prove a point, and that it wasn't your fault. It wasn't up to you. And they're trying to tap you on the shoulder and say, okay, Vince, here's two jobs. Time to move on. When you take one, you're not going to leave it to go back. And I want you to consider that and your move forward. And I think that you're going to feel a weight lifted off of your shoulders when you do.
Okay. Yeah, I kind of got that message and feeling as well. And I do recall you saying something that you saw water around me. So I do recall that as well. And when I went for the interview, they were so impressed with me. Within an hour after I left, the recruiter called me and said they want to hire you. And the same thing happened at the glass company too, because
fantastic.
The way I handled myself. Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you very much. I really appreciate it. You ladies are absolutely wonderful.
Okay, great. Great.
And
thank you so much for calling in. We appreciate
you.
Take care now. All right.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So that's wonderful. It's absolutely a bliss when we can actually help someone, right? Yeah.
Yes, it is. It is. It's wonderful. I'm just so thrilled for him. Wonderful.
Let me see here. So I'm trying to figure a few things out here. So sorry for taking time. I think that we're going to go to this. So let's go to area code 780. Area code 780. Hi, caller. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hey, it's Jay calling from Canada. Thanks for taking my call.
Hey there,
Hi, Jay.
Welcome. How are you?
Hey, pretty good. Psychic Zelda and Angel Ann. Hey, I just listened to your show and listened to Vince and listened to, you know, in a job thing right now, too. My question about the orbs, more of an orbs question than anything else, is that why does it show up for, does it show up for anybody, or is it people who actually are awakened to actually what orbs are? Because they must be floating around all over the place, maybe, well, I think so. But people who are awakened, who are kind of like I've got a spiritual basis, they can see those things and take pictures of it or capture it in some sort of way. I just wondered, are they around all the time? And does it have to be dark, or are they actually are they visible even maybe during the daytime somehow?
Anne, do you want to answer that, or do you want me to?
Please go ahead, and I can answer right after.
Okay. I do not think that it is exclusive to anyone who is enlightened or open. I've seen pictures. I've seen people who that they would not even think of the paranormal and have an orb in the picture. They're attracted to energy. And so it has nothing really for an orb to do with is someone enlightened, or do they pick out a person because of that gift or not, or however the case may be. I do feel that orbs are isolated to a certain degree, but I also do feel that they're everywhere. I do feel that you could see, I mean, if you were really keen and had really good eyesight, you could probably see an orb in the daylight. I think what happens is at night, the reflective surfaces and maybe dim lights and so forth will reflect because they are opaque and see-through, and so it's a little easier to see them at night, but I don't think it's something that is exclusive to if a person is receptive or not, and daylight to dark. I don't think so. Let's see what Anne has to say.
Okay, my turn. So
yes, your turn.
I'm sorry for that. So No, I don't feel either it's exclusive to someone being having been psychically developed or, you know, having gifts or anything. I think everyone can see them. It is about if you pay attention or not, right? So you need to really do pay attention. What can happen, and this is my experience, and it's not only orbs, it's spirits in general, right? And guidance and everything. So when they do understand that you are starting to notice, they get excited. So they are showing themselves
yes.
a little bit more. But it's not connected to someone who is psychic or a person who is awakened or anything of that nature. They are all over the place. So if you think of energy, everything is energy, and these things are energy as well. And they are showing themselves, like Miss Zelda said, they are trying to manifest themselves in some way, right? But it takes a whole lot of energy for them. And when Miss Zelda said in the beginning of the program that they get energy from cameras and anything else from people. Yes, because everything is energy, and they use that energy for them to be able to manifest, because it takes a certain amount of energy from them, right? My take on it is also that higher being on the other side now, I'm not talking about us, they may have it a little bit easier maybe because they maybe know better how to use the energy. It's just a theory of mine. It's nothing I can prove. But you can see them in daylight. But it's easier, as Miss Zelda said, to say, see them when it's a little bit dark. I hope that answers your question. Did you have any experience with orbs, Jay?
Well, actually, I have, but I don't remember the pictures. I mean, I got pictures somewhere. But I have more experiences with spirits and things like that, and smoke and things. Mm-hmm. So it's really... I've been on I've been practicing native spirituality or native rituals for a while, and
mm-hmm.
back in my early days, I actually took pictures while I was drumming, and I actually had the smoke from the sage. You can actually see it visibly faces and in the smoke and things. So yeah.
Wow!
How interesting.
Really, yeah, I'll have to see if I can send you some pictures, and I got some somewhere.
That'd be fantastic. We'd love to see them.
I'll send it to. I'll see if I can get an email from somewhere. I'll find it. But
okay.
Yeah, I'll do that because it's been a wonderful thing, feeling too. This, you know, you're not alone.
That's right.
Yes,
that's right.
I have some good news, Jay. Actually, we have an email address if you want to send. And that goes for anyone else who would like to contact us. It's Psychic Secrets Radio, Psychic Secrets with two S, right, radio, @gmail.com, if anyone wants to email something to us. So you're welcome.
Okay, so psychicsecretsradio@gmail.com, okay.
Yeah, just remember the two S's in the middle. But because people say psychic, so there's psychics as in plural, but no apostrophe. So, yeah. So we'll look forward to that, Jay.
Sure.
Yeah,
okay,
and Miss Zelda, you can put that in the chat room if you want to.
Psychic Secrets Radio, I'll do that. I'll be glad to do that. Yes.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you for reminding me. See, that's why I have her.
Thank you. You're apparently seemingly organized sister, right? That's good. So, yes, Jay. So I hope that makes... I just had to joke, right? We need to have a little bit of fun, too, teasing
yes.
each other.
We do.
We do.
We do.
So thank you, Jay, so much for calling us, and we are looking forward to the pictures, right?
Sure. Yes.
Thank you.
Yes, you're
thank
welcome.
You.
Take care. Great talking to you.
Thank
Bye.
You. Take care now. All right.
Thank you.
Take care.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jay. Bye-bye.
Bye. That was exciting. And, you know,
wouldn't that be an experience, though, to see that type of, you know, and I've seen all kinds of manifestations, but to see when you're doing that with the smoke, and I know what he means, and doing that with the smoke rituals and so on, and with the sage, having that manifested. Oh my goodness, I can't wait to see that, Jay. If you're listening, I'm really, really looking forward to. You know, most women want trips and diamonds, not me. Send me a picture of a ghost and it's thrilling. You know, that's what I want. Send me pictures. Some people, you know, no, I want a diamond ring. No, not me. I want to see a picture of an orb or a ghost or, you know, something. Send me something. So, yeah, that'll be a lot of fun.
Yes. Wonderful, right? So are you ready, Miley?
Yes.
To move on to the next?
I'm ready, my dear. I'm ready, absolutely.
So let's go to area code 504, area code 504. Hi, caller. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, Deborah from Louisiana.
Hi, Deborah.
Hi, Deborah.
Welcome.
Thank you. I have a question about work, where I'm not working anymore. I was wondering if I should send a letter with all my, not in a mean way, but like just so this energy doesn't follow me. It, you know, I feel like it would maybe stop people just projecting onto me in different places. I was just wondering if there was any consequences to sending the letter.
Do you want me to go first, or do you want to go first, Dan?
No, it's okay. You go first. I think I have an idea, but go first.
Okay. I'm going to say this. I would not send that letter. It would make it worse, and that would be something that you would not be able to overcome for a while, but I'll tell you what I would do with it. If you haven't already written it, or if you have written it, I would put all your energy into that, and then I would burn the letter in a place that is safe, that's not going to harm you by open flame or anything else. And I would either bury the ashes or take it out and let the ashes blow in the wind. And that will help you more than anything, because I think trying to call someone out and saying, this is how I feel, and this is what's needed to do, and that is what's needed to do, and this is what really happened, and this is all of my attributes. I think, you know, sometimes people already make up their minds, and you're trying to do something or speak logic to someone to people that are not logical. If they were logical, they would understand what your position was to begin with. So I would burn the letter. I would put out all your feelings. I would scream, say whatever you want to say, get it out, and then pack it away. Compartmentalize it, burn the letter, let the energy flow, and I think that will help you. Because here's the thing, you're concentrating on them so much that it is starting to affect you and your sleep, and they're just going on their little merry way and doing whatever it is that they're wanting to do. And they're not affected by it at all. And what you've got to do is, number one, forgive yourself, forgive them, burn that letter, and move on, because you're not going to change their mind.
Well, she squashed it, so nobody up above really even knew. That's why I wanted to send it, but I did audio tape her, too, and I told her I did.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was like when nobody was looking or whatever, she would be so, she was
ugly.
Like almost.
She'd be ugly.
Yeah. Screaming.
Yeah.
And making up stuff.
The only thing I can say is that God sees, okay? I do not think that even if you sent that to the higher ups, this becomes more personal, even though you're trying to make a point. It becomes more personal than not. And again, I think the best thing, because I'm going to share with you that I see that they're going to deal with her on something else. Believe me, that karma credit system is buy now, pay forever until you say you're sorry. And that sounds a little harsh, but I'm just going to say, I think let God and the universe deal with her. Let that happen.
Okay.
You move on, burn the letter. And because I'm going to say, I do feel that would not help you at all. I don't see that.
Yeah, I don't want to make it worse because I thought I would go back by now. And somebody said he was going to work from behind the scenes, this one man that knew, but he didn't. So that's why I said, well, let me go ahead and write the letter.
Yeah.
And it is affecting my sleep. Like, I have this negative talk when I wake up in the morning. It's almost like beating me up.
Mm-hmm. It is. It is.
And
it's because you want to prove yourself. But let's see what Miss Ann has to say. What are you coming up with, darling? You're always good on the cord cutting, and I'm thinking of that too.
Yeah, I'm thinking about cord cutting because here's the thing. When people are doing things that are affecting us in some way, that's not good for us, right? A negative way.
Right.
That's showing who they are. It's not showing who you are. The worst thing we could do is actually to respond most of the time, right? It doesn't mean that sometimes, once in a while, maybe it's a time to put your foot down. I don't feel that's the case right now here. Because I also have a sense like, Michelle, if you send the letter, it's going to get things worse. Why? Because this other person that I mean, she wants you to do just that. And then she's going to do a number of it. Why? She's going to do something about it. If I would be you, I would actually practice something that I call cord cutting. You can imagine this.
Okay.
My way of doing it is to ask Archangel Michael come in and simply say, please, Archangel Michael, help me cut the cords in all existence of time and space for the highest good of all involved. And I also usually add, please fill any gap within me that have been created by the cord cutting with golden creative substance or divine light and love and however you want to express that, right? And whatever is appropriate for the other part, because practicing cord cutting, it's not a one-time fix. It's something that's going to clear your energy. There's a reason why we don't specify things, because they know on the other side, like angels and higher beings and Archangel Michael, he knows if there's anything, anyone else maybe you have more cords on you, he's going to help cut that. But it's something you need to, or we in general, you know, we need to ask for it, because they don't do it just like that, because we need to ask. We have free will. What it does for you is going to clear your energy. It's going to help you with your sleep. It's going to help you feel better, because everything is energy. And sometimes, and I actually see this sometimes, energetic cords that are connected, sometimes we connect something with someone without that disappearing. Sometimes someone else is connecting something to us, and they can look like huge tentacles sometimes, because there's a whole lot of energy in them. And that's the exact reason why it's better to cut them off, clear one's energy, because you can't change that lady, right? But you can you can clear your energy, so there will be no response on your side for whatever she's going to try to send you. The deal is here. It's preferable to do it on a daily basis, once a day. It takes less than a minute, right? 30 seconds, maybe even less. And like a daily routine, like taking care, like you brush your teeth and you take a shower. That's how I kind of see it too, because we clear our energy in the same manner, right? So we are ready to step out there. 21 days in a row is preferable also, because it takes time for energy to settle, and we can experience, because it's an energy work and healing procedure, you can experience to see sometimes that it can escalate a little bit, or you can see it's going to be better at once. And you cannot tell from the beginning, but any kind of difference in the energy is going to be a positive sign, because it shows you that it's working. I don't know if this makes sense.
No, it does. No. I need to be reminded of that because I'm very sensitive and I always am lazy about spiritual hygiene. Not last night, but the night before, my mother was cooking in my apartment and a light bulb burst over her. And it just feels like, there's just this negative stuff around. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. You've got some very negative energy around you. But tonight before you go to bed, I want you to just start saying, thank God I have put this behind me and I do not have to think about this any longer. And then you put some happy music on, you put something else on. When you get up in the morning, if you feel yourself starting to feel this negativity come on, say, nope. You have to catch yourself. Nope. It's over. It's behind me. And while you're doing that and the cord cutting, you're going to get this energy off of you. It's like a wet blanket. But
she helped me write a letter, so maybe that's why it happened to my mom too, because she got as mad as I did. You know, well, I didn't get mad actually.
Yeah.
She gets mad more.
Yeah.
You know, and she's kind of got. She's not a forgiving person.
Well, so. But that's okay. You're her daughter, and hey, I get that. You're her daughter, and she wants to protect you. But you see, both you and your mom can really project some energy. And I think that was the energy projected from the both. I don't think it's something there that is affecting.
Oh, wow.
I think you both are projecting this, like, especially your mom. I think back in the day, your mom could have probably moved a train by herself with this. She's got a lot of energy around her. And I think that's what happened.
We've had to before. We had to replace a washing machine, a dryer, a dishwasher.
Uh-huh.
When she gets mad, it's not good. And she gets
back. Yeah, I can see it. I think if cars still had alternators in them, and she probably would affect. The alternate, I can see she probably walks under a lamp outside and the lamp goes out. You know, there's a lot. So, your mom is projecting a lot of that out there. Woe to this lady, not to your mom, but woe to this lady if she gets involved with your mom's energy. But thank you, Deborah. Keep us posted on that, will you? We do have to take another call, but we do enjoy you calling in. Thank you very much,
dear.
Much. We appreciate
you. Bye.
Thank you so much. We
thank
wish
you.
Your mom well, too.
Yes,
you're welcome.
We do.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, that was actually a funny, conversation.
That was a great call.
You know,
that was great.
A wonderful call. So I'm going to speed up a little bit because we are talking too much. I'm talking too much. I'm so sorry for that.
I was going to send
my
you
turn
a message.
To be the...
No.
Okay.
I was going to send you a message and say, now, Anne, don't be like Zelda and talk to you. No, I'm teasing you. So, no.
I know.
No. I think.
I know you are.
I'm glad
but you can't send me. You can send me. Wrap it up. Anne, okay?
Yes.
So.
Oh, my goodness. I am ready.
Here I have someone because I have written them here. Everybody called in directly today, so we'll just grab you in with the time you called in, right? So let's go to area code 435. Area code 435. Hi,
Tony.
Hi,
Tony.
Hello.
Here,
are
you?
Yes.
Hi.
Hello.
This is Tony from Utah.
Tony from Utah,
hi.
How are you?
Oh, sorry, trying to turn off my phone. We're two friends here, and we both called in. Hang up yours.
Oh, okay.
So welcome. I think someone dropped here. Yeah?
Yeah, there are two friends, and they both called in at the same time.
Okay, so then we open up the other one.
Tony.
Yeah.
Yes.
So,
yes.
Hi, Tony. I know
so you're
you
talking
now
to Tony I'm sorry. You're talking to Tony, and you're talking to Lois, and Lois really needs to hear from you guys.
Okay. All right, my darling.
Okay.
Well, let's see what's going on with Lois. Okay, my darling. Thank you so much. Miss Lois, are you there, darling?
Yes. Yes, I'm here.
Okay. What can we help you with, my sweetheart?
Wow, so many questions. So many. Actually, I was wondering about my health.
Okay. Well, unfortunately, my darling, we cannot answer health questions because we're not doctors. And so, unfortunately, we're not able to answer anything like that. But what's going on with you? What is it that you need to know?
I just need to know that, well, I'm having trouble with the relationship, too, right now.
Okay.
I'm open to whatever you guys can give me.
Okay. So let's go. Miss Ann, are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready, to be honest.
Okay.
So,
right.
Miss Lewis, right? Miss Lewis.
Yeah.
And I'm going to try to see when it comes to your relationship and if there's anything else coming up for you as well, right? So
yes, thank you.
I can't see two bad things. Sometimes it's just like I feel this is about some sort of change and transformation. And we do that as people separately, and we do that with our relationships. And sometimes it can really feel like we are not in the same chapter, not on the same page, not even in the same book, right? So it's like we are not where we can reach each other. That's what I'm sensing around this. So I don't sense that there's anything more than that going on. So let me see what else they are saying. Sorry for taking a little bit of time here. And sometimes,
you know,
when we are having those differences, we tend to forget the good times, and we remember when we are challenged, right? So I feel that there is a tendency here to maybe step into that part of defense. I'm not talking about something too negative, right? But okay, I don't recognize you anymore. It's probably unspoken, not outspoken directly. And there is a sense here that I just feel like you need to give it a little bit of time, work on the relationship, and rebond. Because each and every time we also transform, we need to renew something for us. I don't know if that makes sense, Miss Louise.
Yeah, it does.
Okay.
Yeah, that good. Makes sense.
So,
thank you.
So let's see what Miss Zelda has.
Okay.
Hello there. Okay, Miss Lois. Okay, what I'm getting is for you to just type, maybe just take a breath, because everything seems to be affecting every of your world right now, which is your health and your relationship and your money and this, and you're a nervous wreck and you just feel like things are falling apart. And I just want you to just take a breath, because I do see that relationship is going to, like Ann says, rebond. And I think there's going to be a jumping at a chance to reconnect with you. And then you're going to be going from all these choppy waters into much smoother sailing. I do see a healing in your financial house, which is very good. And I do feel that you're going to be, I'm just going to say, calming down and taking a breath, and things are going to start working out a lot better for you. That's what I'm seeing. So I'm saying just kind of try to keep calm, because this all is going to heal. your relationship, your finances, and your health. I do see your energy right now. You're feeling a little low and so forth. But I think with the proper care and the proper diagnosis, you're going to be A-okay.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
You're welcome, my dear.
Tony's got
okay.
a question, too. I'm all teared up. I think you guys
okay.
are wonderful.
Oh, good. Thank you, darling.
Thank you.
Thank
you so much. Thank you.
Oh,
blessings.
Thank you.
Yes.
I wanted Lois to go first. Do you have time for me to talk, or you can hang up and go to the next one if you want?
No, we got a little bit of time. Tony, are you the Tony that I know, or are you the Tony that I know?
Yes. I am the Tony that you know.
You are the Tony that I know. Okay. I'm so glad that you were able to get through.
I'm going to embroider that and hang it above my fireplace. I love that.
Well, I've got to tell you, this Tony, beautiful sweetheart, comes into every one of my posts, every one of my groups, every one of my reels. I'm always very positive and very positive saying things. And thank you so much, my dear sweetie, because last time she tried to call in 2 weeks ago and we couldn't get to her. So I'm glad you're in there now. So very good. Yes, very good.
Yeah.
So, all right, Ms. Tony, what can we help with you?
I don't know why I resonate with you so much, Zelda, but I just do. And Angel Ann, also, I've been resonating with you through the Zelda thing. But, you know, you hear a lot of psychics, and I don't know, you just don't resonate. Anyway, my question is, I have lost just so much in the past 4 years. Like, I hit rock bottom. I'm starting on my way back up. And I'm just kind of open to just some kind of message, just something.
Okay.
I have a lot of people that have died lately. A lot of pets, a lot of, just a lot of drama, and I just need to hear something good. Even if it's bad.
Gotcha. Well, that's okay. Anne, do you want to go first, or do you want me to go first, or what would you want to do? Are you ready?
Shoot, go first.
Okay.
Go.
Okay, and I'll try to make this quick. Because I don't want to get that message from Anne. No, I'm just teasing you. Okay, so anyway. Okay, so, honey, my dear Tony, I get Taurus energy around you. And the reason I think I get this Taurus energy is because things don't easily come. It's like a bull in a china shop. It's kind of like, it's just this whole energy that it just seems like that in an envelope that is in, and just encompassing around you. I want you to know that that's almost over because you're going through a time period where it's kind of like the universe said is, okay, well, let's just get all this done and over with, Tony, and because now it's temporary and now you're going to be able to go into much easier times. And I do see that coming. There is an announcement of money coming to you, and I don't know what that is. I know you've been juggling and juggling very well, but there's help on the way. You may know what this is. I don't. Now, it could be funds from selling something, but I don't think so. I think this is going to be a surprise. It's out of the blue. I want you to know that you are divinely looked after. Your prayers are always heard. You're not out there alone in left field, forgotten by God. You are in a very good position, my darling. And I'm going to tell you, I think you're one of the best negotiators there ever is because you have negotiated and navigated yourself through this time. I think for the last 2 years, you have just gone through this and that and this and that. I want you to know that good things are ahead. There's Gemini energy here too, which means I know one day you feel like you're a really good twin and the next day you really feel like you're a bad twin. And sometimes you can't meet the both of them and you get up sometimes and you just want to say, aw, to heck with it and let the blue words fly and let it go. But I'm going to say that just know that this time is almost over, just a little longer yet. And I know you've experienced a lot of loss, but there's a lot of here things that you're going to be gaining in the very near future. And if you could just keep on doing what you're doing, you're not doing anything wrong. You've not, there's going to be a coming back together, a reconciliation. Your money is going to be good. And I think, honey, just hang in there. That's what I'm getting. Just hang in there. Okay?
You said something like you said something that
what,
you
honey?
Don't know. I'm telling you, you nailed
okay.
it. Yes, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Okay, good. Good.
Yes.
Fantastic.
And now Miss Ann.
Very good.
Yes,
Miss Ann. Let's see.
So, Miss Tony, I see basically the same thing, a little bit maybe differently worded. That's kind of chilly. We pull the same stuff. We give the same stuff, basically. But what I see is, first of all, I'm being shown a foundation for you. This is a very practical foundation, and it is about feeling like you are completing something. You are leaving challenges behind you. This have already come into you, but sometimes it takes a little bit of time for things to show up in our reality so we can see them, right? So it's there. It's just about to enter your life. It is about abundance. It is about you feeling more stable, safer, so you can see that things are unfolding in a way for you that you can see that there is a future here. I can see. You can even start to make long-term plans in a little bit here. So really looking good. And they are showing me like when we are coming out from a sense of having had to pass through fire because we have struggled. We have had challenges. And I feel that what they want is that your time is going to be better. It's going to be better. It's not coming at once, right? But it started already and it's coming step by step, steadily, but very secure, right? So you're going to feel wonderful. I even have the sun shining up on you. And that's always a beautiful sign for me. That's hinting for you that the outcome for you in the whole reading that will be around a couple of months, usually when we ask generally, that's my time frame, you're going to feel much better. And when you come out of all of these practical things, I also have a sense that you're going to feel emotionally better because it's hard when we are losing people. It's hard when we do. But I want you to remember something. Even if we can't see that, they're not all people who can see or sense spirit. They are around us. Just know that. And when spirit or a person transitions over to the other side, it's a whole different thing. It's like for them, it's like coming back home, if that is of any comfort. And when you are leaving the heavy vehicle that I call the body, right, behind, that may have had some troubles, it may have happened in different ways. Sometimes there's sickness, illness, there may be accidents, there may be other things, right? But there are no such thing. And spirit always feel lighter, and it's really like coming back home and feeling better. It's like realizing that I made a trip. I took a charter trip, for instance, for a week somewhere, and then I come back. For us here, the time frame is a lifetime, and that's like an eternity for us, right? But on the other side, time does not exist. So that's, I hope that is of any comfort. And you are surrounded, and they are coming visiting you. And I think even you can sense them, to be honest with you. So don't be afraid of that. Talk to them.
I'm not afraid at all. When you do your readings, are you like kind of like feeling a spirit? Like, I totally think you're channeling my sister who died. And I'm like okay with death because I think it's the ultimate finish line.
Aww.
But I think like if you guys are feeling anything, I think you're feeling my sister.
Yeah.
Do you feel like that when you're doing your readings? Like, do you feel like a something?
Sometimes.
You know?
Tony, let me ask you. Is there the letter P as in Paul around your sister or anyone that you've lost because the letter P as in Paul or Paula is very prevalent around you.
I have a Paisley that's very prevalent around me. I've lost, she's still living, but I've lost her. When my one sister died, my family fell apart, and I lost all my living family also. So, like, I'm estranged from any family, and Paisley is my favorite little niece, and that would be the only P I can think of around me.
Okay. All right. Well,
but I was
think
staring
that
at a peace sign when you said that, too. I was staring at my peace sign, and it starts with a
could
P,
be.
So that's really weird.
Well, and that could resonate. See, that it could resonate after we hang up. It could resonate, but... Tony, we've got some other callers. We will have to go.
Yes, thank you
so much for you.
Thank you.
And I sure do appreciate you. We do appreciate you so much. Thank you so much for coming in and saying hello today. That makes my day. Thank you so
thank
much.
You.
Thank
you. You guys will see me
thank
on your stories.
Oh,
okay,
guys,
great.
Bye-bye.
Great.
Bye-bye.
All right,
thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And, you know, my dear beautiful sister, we have had a bliss today. We have been talking people's ears off,
yeah.
Right? I'm just kidding again.
Yes.
So we actually have
that's
to wrap
thing.
Up.
Okay.
Because we are.
Okay.
We just have four minutes until.
Oh, my goodness. It went
we
fast
are,
today.
Yes.
Yes.
It went
yes.
too
okay.
fast. So I. Just a few quick announcements, and I want to thank all of you for listening and calling in. We are going to be back next Saturday, April 1st, and no, we are not going to make you something like April Fool's Day. We promise
April
that. We're going to talk about, do you see dead people? We are so sorry if we weren't able to catch your calls today, and we know we have been talking a little bit too long, but you're so welcome. We usually announce that you can write into the chat room, but the chat room is acting a little bit weird. We are going to fix that in the future, but we cannot today. We take your calls also next week for questions and free mini readings live on air. And my sister, is there anything you want to tell the listener before the show ends?
We can't wait to give you the big announcement of Anne and I and our little project, what we're doing. But I wish you all a wonderful week ahead. Bless you. Thank you. All keep safe, keep well fed, and just keep going. And we're going to see you again soon. We love you. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for being here. I'm going to just play just two short announcements.
You may listen to replays of all our shows anytime. Keep yourself updated on upcoming shows, and you can always listen live during our shows at blogtalkradio.com/Psychics Secrets Radio.
Hello, this is your friend Psychic Zelda Kelly, and my beautiful co-host Psychic Angel Ann and I would love to invite you over to Facebook. There you'll find us at Psychic Secrets Radio Show. You can find us very, very easily, and there you will find past episodes of Psychic Secrets Radio, and you can view readings from both Anne and myself. We would love to have you. See you there.
Thank you so much for listening to Psychic Secrets Radio Show today. We love having you here. Don't forget, you can reach us directly at www.psychicsecrets.com. Psychic Zelda Kelly, extension 11, and Psychic Angel Ann, extension 16. Join us next week when we'll be back with more interesting topics to discuss. Have a great week. See you next time.